A half-sunken tombstone in Copp's Hill tells one of its most tragic tales. The stone is the Worthylake family marker. George Worthylake was the original keeper of the Boston Lighthouse, located on Little Brewster Island, 3 miles out to sea in Boston Harbor. The entire Worthylake family lived on that small island, George, his wife, their 2 daughters, Ruth and Anne, and their slave, Shadwell. And on one Friday night, George Worthylake had come in to Boston to collect his pay. He brought his wife, their elder daughter, and their slave with him. Their younger daughter, Anne, she's just 13, she had remained home on Little Brewster Island, was waiting for her family to return, watching them sail back, ready to welcome them with a kettle of hot tea, when the Worthylake small craft suddenly capsized on calm waters. Anne watched and waited, but none of her family broke the surface. The poor girl was traumatized by what she saw. She ended up in an institution. And in that moment, when the entire Worthylake family was destroyed, the rumor, they say, began to roam the streets of Boston about the curse of the Boston Lighthouse, a rumor which gained so much strength, no one wanted to replace George Worthylake as the lighthouse keeper. And ultimately a reluctant Coast Guard captain was appointed to the position. Poor Captain Saunders was found floating in Boston Harbor just 3 days after moving into Boston Light. The next captain appointed to replace him, he did survive the job of lighthouse keeper, but only after being badly burned when the lighthouse caught fire one night, and to this day no one knows the reason. But the Coast Guard still maintains Boston Light, though I can assure you it is the least popular duty among their men and women. For even now, Coast Guard personnel stationed on Little Brewster experience disturbances in Boston Light. Things breaking inexplicably, strange, foul voices on the air, and some of them claim to have met the ghost, climbing or descending the staircase or standing at the highest tier of the lighthouse and glaring out at the ships on the harbor. Their name for that specter is Old George, after George Worthylake here, and no one knows why he continues to haunt Boston Light, yet all step aside when they see him coming.